Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 10, Episode 7 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, play some trivia, and I will share my honor roll winners from the last 2 weeks. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Turned on his AC and went to the beach. Catman is here.
Yeah, I really don't have much. I'm really just waiting to go to Delaware in like 3 weeks. So, yeah, and I'm like, my coworker's out, so I'm like holding down the office by myself. So that's kind of my life right now.
Sorry.
Ready to draft, son.
That caught me off guard because going to the beach, you're like the last one in this whole pod that I think would be going to the beach. But
you gotta be, there's something wrong if you're going to the beach here right now.
We got beaches here, son. Days.
I know, but not what I'm thinking when I hear that. I feel like,
oh no. And there's no traffic. I mean, there was people there. It was, I had to do two loops to get find a parking spot. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. There and back, all good.
Cleanse yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes, the water was ice, Arctic cold.
Yeah.
Put my feet in, but it was hot. It was like 90 here for 90 plus. We didn't hit 100, but it was close to that. Good times.
Living up to the summer promise and visited Hershey Park last weekend where the boys rode their first roller coasters. Oh, Shine is here.
Yeah, they did it. Friends gave us 3 tickets, so the boys and I left early Saturday morning, made up to the park around 11. Spent, you know, 6-7 hours up there, which is plenty, especially how hot it was. The whole time, I knew the roller coaster, which ones I was taking them on to boost them up, and we got to the Super Duper Looper, and they both were like, no. And then I tried to bribe them with some V-Bucks, and Max was like, couldn't get him there fast enough, but Gabe was still kind of like, next time, maybe next time.
I don't think the loops are the worst part. It's the drops, like the straight.
That is what Gabriel definitely learned. He is not a fan of those, but he still, I was like, the loop, the Super Duper Looper, the name of it is like way worse than the actual ride.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah.
It's a mini loop, and then that's all you got.
That's the roller coaster I tricked Eric's son, Owen, on going on. That's no big deal. Like I it was the first time he went on a roller coaster, and the picture of him like this. Like he was scared, but he did it.
Yeah.
He didn't complain or anything.
And I think he would have done it if I wanted to push him, but I have such bad memories of my brother pushing me on to things that I didn't want to go on, so I didn't want to like ruin it. So he had done well before that, so we stopped. We got 4 coasters in. That was good.
Sweet.
This drafter competed in a golf tournament with his dad, won their flight, and tied for 2nd overall. He's glad to be on summer break, but is confused how the days fly by and he's constantly busy, but doesn't put a dent in his list of things to do. Birdo is here.
Yeah, man. Great tournament with Pops. One shot shy of tying overall. And I don't understand it. Like the days go by. I'm doing things all day long and I still have more and more things to do. But it's that stuff that you never get to, like cleaning your daughter's room and finding 2 trash bags full of clothes that don't longer fit and more socks than any 2 feet could possibly ever wear. The kid's got more clothes than she could. It's unbelievable. So we went through that, and then Bomar's daughters will be getting a nice hand-me-down of brand name clothes that will last them for years.
A haiku titled Fall Longing. Broiling sun above, sweat drips down like melting ice, longing for a cool breeze. JCat is here.
Yeah, we decided to go with that one that GPT did, because mine was way more vulgar. As I get older, I think I long more for the nostalgia of summers of my youth. Admittedly, fall is my favorite time of year. So many awesome things happen with fall.
Same.
The older I get, summer just becomes a roadblock to get to where I want to be for 3 months of the year. You know what I mean? Like, it's fall is great. So, not that I don't like summer, but yeah, you know, the last couple of days, I mean, it's just stupid.
Brutal. Now I'm your host, Eric. Summer heat wave is in full effect. Lots of floating in the pool. And I've rewatched five Batman movies since the last episode. Dark Knight trilogy and two Keaton Batman movies. So,
Get in the pool.
yay for me.
What's better, get in the pool or pool later?
Wow, good call. Good pull.
Pool later. Definitely way better. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on teepublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a teepublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. Real quick shout out to the peeps who bought some merchandise this past week. Much appreciated and wear the goods with pride. With that being said, here are the results of the discontinued food and drinks draft. Just so you know, fifth, fourth, and third were all separated by one vote. So there's always like the close polls. In fifth place, Sir Diltzifier said, fried McDonald's apple pie. It was amazing. Australia still sells them. It was like going back in time. Kevin S. said, did not even read the rest. Rice Krispie Treat cereal was my favorite of all time. And Victor B said, it's tough. And Halliburton's leg just exploded. So I picked this one because I ate Rice Krispies like a maniac. Birdo's team, gone but not forgotten, 13% of the votes.
Now,
Fifth place.
look, I was salty when I came in last place in the last draft. I understand why I came in the last place in this draft. I had a lot of deep cuts. People are like, what's nerd cereal? I'm like, what? What are Bagelfuls? So I'm okay with it. My team was stacked. They were all the goods, but they were deep cuts. So I'm fine with that. And if
Bonkers, man. I wanted the bonkers pick, but it didn't do much.
Autumn was like, Bagelfuls? What are those? They look gross. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's like some bagel roll thing.
Was a
Like,
weird pick. The nerd cereal is a bad pick
good.
too, bro.
No, I would eat. I wish I'd had nerd
Grape
cereals.
and
They were
cherry or
so good. They were like tangy.
the nerd creatures, like the big noses.
They're cool, man.
In fourth place, Gina G said, this team makes my food-loving kids' heart skip a beat. And Bill R said, everything on this team brought back memories. PB crisps and those cheesecake Johns were a staple in the Rogers household. J-Cat's team, discoed here, discoed there. 14.5% of the votes, fourth place.
I'm not going to steal his catchphrase, so we'll slide in fourth and we'll be okay.
It's good enough for second pick tonight, so. And third place, with one more vote than fourth place, Jordan B said, Snack Wrap was an underrated McDonald's menu item, and Bacardi 151 is a top-tier alcoholic beverage. Derek W. said, Ecto Cooler, booze, and a classic KFC item were varied, delicious, and franchise-affiliated enough to get my vote. PB Crisp and Choco Taco were strong contenders. Contenders. Honestly, every team had some solid choices. Also this, despite McDonald's announcing in 2024 Snack Wraps being brought back as a permanent menu option. That's how good the other choices were. Shine's team, expired but desired, 15.9% of the votes. Third place.
Yeah, when we drafted second, my second pick was the KFC wedges.
Wedges.
And you had picked shortly after, maybe even the very next pick, was shark bites.
Yeah.
And I had looked at those and I went with the wedges. And when you picked them, I was like so mad at myself. And then when I was listening to the pod later, I was like mad at myself all over again. I
That's
was like,
funny.
it should have been like the most
Self-reflection.
obvious like pick, but this is so tough. And also Bobby had mentioned through text this week when he was listening to the pod that he didn't catch something, and I'm always like that. I'm always busy like in my head like trying to figure out where I'm going next and who's taking who, and gonna try to be more present in this podcast.
You gotta work on your war room skills,
Yeah.
your GM skills. Not ready for the war room. I'll tell you, pretty much every comment you got was about the snack wrap. Like, I can't believe it was that well regarded. I was shocked.
That's why they're bringing it back, making it
I
permanent.
guess so, yeah. I might have to get one. I'll get one and eat it on the pod. All right, in second place, Emily P said, pudding pops were the shiz. And Egg Shen said, while listening to this podcast, like I often do, I was yelling out loud for one choice that was my favorite discontinued item, the Snapple Elements. Back many years in high school, while working at Wawa in South Jersey, I purchased an entire case's worth of the different flavors to be mixers for the vodka that I had acquired for the graduation party in the summer of 1999. All other teams had nostalgia and offered fond memories of the past, but nothing could compare with the memory of Papa Vodka and Snapple Rain. Catman's team, Blast from the Past, 24.6% of the votes. Second place.
Man, I guess I just can't overcome the Choco Taco. But
it was a big one.
Yeah.
A lot of love for the taco.
Yeah. Not in the ice cream draft. I got no love for it in the ice cream draft.
No, I mean, I'll take it. I'm not loving my spot for it. I know I always say I like the setup, but in this one, it's kind of not good to be picking
so
late.
Only five voters. Only five drafters tonight. So I kind of like the – I wish I had number one, but I kind of like the 5-6 pick.
True. Yeah.
So, yeah, solid. Kevin, we were neck and neck for a while, some distance at the end. But in first place, my team, Peeps, said, I swore I was the coolest when I pulled the white shark from the pack.
That marshmallow.
And Flamingo said, Fruitopia is one of the greatest sugar drinks ever made. Shark bites kept my cousin alive during his elementary years. And Bug Pops made every new movie release on the bus worth it. And Choco Taco, are you kidding me? You were not a real ice cream truck if you didn't have them back in the day. My team, the Banished Bangers, 31.9% of the votes, first place. I am happy with the finish. Choco Taco got a lot of love. It's a good draft. It was fun. It was, but you guys kept saying, people kept saying they didn't know stuff, but I mean, they didn't have the goods, or they just didn't grow up in this area, or they're just not our age. I don't know what the excuse is, but
I think it was a little bit of all that.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Maybe they didn't have any work ethic and didn't have any disposable income of their own when they were younger, so they could not buy these tasty treats.
Yes, or they didn't have the moms and dads to give them the goods, like tasty cakes and snack cakes and different cereals. All right, boys. Well, the listeners have spoken. And here's what we should have drafted. Quiznos subs, where did you go? Sobe Life Drinks, Four Loko, a 69-cent cheeseburger, Jolt Cola, Pepsi Kona, McDonald's McSkillet Burrito, Taco Bell Enchirito, Tyson Looney Tunes Meals, Butterfinger BBs, Original Twix Cookies and Cream, Delicious Brand Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Cookies, BK's Grilled Ribs, Arby's Original Homestyle Fries, McDonald's Mighty Wings, and the Mick Hot Dog. What? Fruit Brute, Yummy Mummy, Banana Nesquik, Keebler Magic Middles. I did almost draft those. Hershey's Kissables. Those are banging too. Nestle Bonbons. Honorable mentions to Taco Bell Caramel Apple Empanada. Back on the menu permanently, according to Taco Bell, as of the end of 2024. Firewater Cinnamon Schnapps. Discontinued based on region, which includes our area. Honey Bun Oatmeal, Wendy's Pretzel Pub Burger, Taco Bell's Chili Cheese Burrito, Mr. T Cereal, C-3PO Cereal, Alphabets Cereal, it is coming back. Bugles, used to put one on each finger, then eat them off. Repeat. Nabisco's Tidbit, so good and slightly different cheesy taste than Cheez-Its. They also made Twigs. Different, equally good, also discontinued. I did look those up, Rob. Both of those seem like right up your alley. Tidbits and Twigs. Pumpkin Delights. The Southern-style chicken sandwich from McDonald's was perfect. Chewy Runts. Skittles Orchards. Vanilla Pepsi. Pizzerias. Butterfinger Christmas Bells. Unreal. Giggles. PB Max. Crystal Pepsi. And Jell-O 1-2-3. There are three different layers of Jell-O. I did look those up. I do remember those. Those were good. Those were the things that we should have drafted.
I've never been a Jell-O person. So.
I like it. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best rappers. We're not against rap.
We're not against rappers.
But we are against those thugs. So the draft order: Birdo, J-Cat, Shine, Catman, me with the snake pick back to back. So without further ado, we are going to hip hop genre. Finally, episode 97. I'm ready. I'm excited. Birdo.
All right. So this rapper obviously is considered one of the greatest of all time. Many albums. My favorite of his would probably be Encore or Recovery. I got to go with what? Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. The way he rhymes words or stretches words out is incredible. Even when he freestyles, like, mad props from everyone for Eminem. And I mean, like, let's be honest, like, we're in our early 40s, like, we were the target demographic for Eminem, and we bought right into that and rode that train for many, many years. And still, some of you are probably still on that train. I am not familiar with his more recent stuff. I do have six of his albums on my phone right now.
And Shocker. Ben, I knew I you like were some go of the there. New
stuff too.
It's, Shocker. Yeah, five white good. Dudes in their 40s, and M goes number one overall.
Yeah.
I would have
already,
one too.
I already had it typed in. I was like, Pivot, yep. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that one right now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just everything. I mean, I listen to a lot of Eminem. Like, I would listen to like that. I'd put like the first one in and just go through all of his discology. And then when 8 Mile came out, come on.
No, I'm not hating. For me, I was texting Eric yesterday. For me, he's probably top five, but not
how much
maybe five for me.
Hold on.
How much do you think the movie like heightened his?
No, that wasn't Apex Mountain. I mean, it was, but like
it's the most popular rapper movie. Yes, other ones have movies, but like everyone saw Loser on 8 Mile.
Not you two. And you drafted him.
I saw it in the theater, boy. Are you crazy?
Oh, well, your brother, 20 years late on that.
Yeah. All right.
Still makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm shocked. That's like Briggs not seeing Jurassic Park. 100%. He was probably going to be top five, top three, easily.
Yeah, Eminem rules. Like, he's so fast. He's so witty. And he can be, like, silly when he raps, too, obviously. But
he tells a story. Like,
yeah,
his songs, like, yeah, like you can picture what he's saying, especially like Stan, like certain songs are like, whoa, cleaning out my closet.
Lose my dad's gone crazy.
Yeah, and some of that stuff's still weird, but it's still gone good.
Crazy, yeah, it's still good. Yeah, he rules. All right, number one pick. Knew that was coming. Don't know what's coming with J-Cat here. Definitely don't know what's coming with Shine in the middle of the draft every round. It's going to be a fun one. J-Cat.
So this is, I'm going to go with my top rapper on my big board. East Coast rap giant. Unbelievable career. Has had his highs and lows, but just phenomenal lyricist, great storyteller. Ends up, you know, heading his own record label. Mass Appeal that he signed multiple acts to. Nasira bin Olu Dara Jones, Nasty Nas. Absolutely unbelievable. One of my, probably my favorite rapper of all time, if we really get down to it. Just everything that he's done. Everybody knows about, you know, If I Ruled the World with Lauryn Hill was a huge hit and success like that. But I mean, he's got albums like Godson, Stillmatic, the original Illmatic. I guess just It Was Written in 1996 was like just a groundbreaking, game changing album for me. Love Nasty Nas, and just, you know, love everything about it. His feud with Jay-Z, diss track Ether, oh, just absolute fire.
His raspy voice, like he's got a good like tone.
Yeah, I'm wide as it's just I gotta give love to Nas, and he's my number one overall, so we'll go with him.
You know, whiskers mustache having with, no, you mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to Beans You Whack.
Whack, yeah. Stillmatic's good, man. Like his,
I like Stillmatic a lot.
Yeah.
There are two people on this pod who saw him perform.
That's what I was going to say.
At University of Delaware when we were like 19 years old. Yeah. So that was me and Catman.
I didn't go to that.
You weren't there?
No.
We went to see Kanye in New York.
No, we went to see Kanye. I went.
Oh, it's dropout.
Something happened. I was being terrible, obviously. But I went with Street
We all know what that means.
Yeah, for sure. I went with Street to buy tickets at Dover Mall. I think we had to get
I
them at
was
like
Dover Mall
USA
ticket
Blues,
purchase.
maybe,
I was
or
definitely
something,
there
but
with Street and Tommy. J-Cat, real quick. Nas sings a song where he tells an entire story backwards. Like he starts at the end. And like I don't remember the name of the song, but like I was like the first time I heard that, I was like, that is incredible. Like, how did he possibly do that? Like the bullet goes back in the gun. Like everything he says is backwards.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's called Rewind, right?
I don't
Yeah,
remember. I just
shoot him
know.
up
Is
on
it? Yep.
Nostradamus.
Shoot
Like,
him up. Just shoot him
shoot
up.
him up.
What?
What?
Kill, kill, kill. Murder,
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 murder.
murder.
It's good pick. Shine?
Where do you guys think I'm going?
I have no idea, but it's
No
gonna be a
idea.
big,
I think
it's gonna
he
be a big
wild
wrench because
card.
I don't know where
Nah,
Rob.
he's. I
I
know
know
he's
there's
going.
two Rob are waffling between, and if you
He's
pick one
going
of them,
to.
it's gonna throw me off.
Oh, he's gonna undercut Rob right now with.
No, he's gonna go to the guy who would also pick bacon and peanut butter cups as his first pick if he was
Yeah.
still alive.
Hova. Hove.
Now,
Zika man.
listen, I probably know, next to Eminem, I probably know more of his songs than anyone else's. His collaboration with Linkin Park, I think, really propped him up for me back in the day.
Failed you. Collision
Doesn't
course.
hurt. Doesn't hurt that one of my favorite lyrics is his coming back like Jordan wearing that four
In the
five.
4-5. It ain't to
Taking
play games with you.
taking
It's
that
to name the meme
Jay-Z,
you.
that S. Dot Carter with the number three.
You must try harder.
Competition is not.
Nah.
Hard Knock Life still goes hard after all these
Yeah.
years. Like it's just like
Yeah.
unreal. Yeah. His
Check your
catalog is
base.
ridiculous too.
Check the baseline.
Yeah.
I saw this thing like they say he just doesn't rap anymore because he's like because rapping's so bad right now, like the current rappers, he just doesn't even want to bother. Like it's like why even it's just not worth his time.
He's
And I'm
just
like, I don't know.
it, he's
444 was pretty terrible in my
a
opinion. Like I can't even
billionaire.
listen to it.
He's like past it. And honestly, like
Yeah, I don't blame him, but
he's late 50. I mean, what is he gonna rap about at this point? Like, and I don't want to say it, like
crack game.
we've seen it recently with other artists that are in their 40s releasing stuff, and it's just
Yeah,
not,
no, I'm not hating.
it's
Just I
not,
don't care that he's gone, but
geez. No, I mean, it's I just don't want, I'd rather him like not put out trash music.
right
I
off.
don't
I
think
mean,
he
he had dread
would.
the dreads though. I mean, does anybody see him and be like, oh, that looks pretty good?
I mean,
Anybody? He
Beyonce
doesn't care
apparently,
though.
and if Beyonce thinks that looks okay, then I guess they're happy.
It's a
Yeah.
Picasso,
So
baby.
God,
That's
Beyonce also
that.
made a hard country album, so her judgment doesn't.
Which might be the worst
Let's
album that's ever been recorded. Like I
be careful, guys. Just saying.
yeah, you get some. It's terrible. You end up on a hit list somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Baby Oil King, he's in there too, so we're fine. He's gonna be on his best behavior now. He don't want to be indicted.
Every one of Jay-Z's albums, like from 90, mid-90s to like mid-2000, well, even late 2000s, like 2010, like they were just every one. You could listen to every song.
Solid, if not better.
Rockefeller
I didn't know where
Records,
you were going, Shine. I thought you were going somewhere else, but I don't know what you listened to, so.
American Gangster, Blueprint One, Blueprint Two. Blueprint One is flawless.
Blueprint One,
The
Renegade.
Blueprint.
Yeah.
Girls, girls, girls.
That
Heart of the
street.
City.
Talk about street. Street
Yeah.
put that song on
Ain't no
replay.
love
Takeover,
in the
Izzo,
heart of the
H to the
city.
OV.
It is a solid, yeah. That's a good album.
I
Roll
put
up the
Black
Black album.
Album, Blueprint
Yeah.
3. I like Blueprint 3.
Make the song cry.
Star Star is
The
born.
world's
Every day a star is born.
Moschino and Sparks.
What about the
Young Guns.
Verve and Jay-Z mashup of Bittersweet Symphony?
Yeah. The White
That.
Album, Danger Mouse, and Blueprint 3.
Rob, you are definitely picking Jay-Z number one, weren't you?
No, 100%.
Yeah, your boy.
Yeah. No matter where I was at, that was number one overall.
I
He's
wasn't
the
sure.
greatest
So
rapper of all time.
he was
greatest rapper
only,
alive.
he was no one else's number one.
I had him as
He's in
number.
my top five.
He's in
I
my
don't
top
know where.
five. I mean,
I would have picked
he's
the number
definitely a
two.
first round pick. I just didn't know where.
If I was number two pick, he was number two for me.
I was
I'm
gonna
just in a
say, I
real
had
bad spot right
Eminem
now.
one, two.
I Yeah, I don't know where I know where you're gonna go, but I don't blame you.
Is it me? Am I officially
yeah,
up?
You're out. Yeah,
I'm gonna. I'm probably
you're on
gonna
the clock.
Swerve because, and I noticed this might sound crazy, crazy insane or insane crazy. I need to go for longevity, right?
Swerve, you're swerving.
So,
here?
It might not be a swerve because there's two giants out there, right? Two giants.
Yeah. Yeah, which one are you
people,
picking?
For people our age, there's two
which
giants.
Which one are you picking? Your boy. Pick your boy.
Nah.
Then you're going to force my hand?
I'm going DMX.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did not see him coming first round.
What? Darkman?
Earl
Simmons?
I was not. I was never a huge DMX fan. I just couldn't take the barking dogs constantly, the yelling.
The man that gives
a Bible verse at the end of every pod would not listen to a man that has like an 8-minute prayer at the end of every album.
Let's Google and watch Jay-Z talking about having to come out at Madison
after
Square
DMX
Garden
on the Hard Knock
after DMX. He's like,
oh, he
and
went hard.
Now they're crying, and I'm just sitting back there like, it's a hard knock life.
It's dark and hell is hot.
Unreal.
Rough Riders my flesh. Next going to give it to you. Party up. Slip in. How's it going down? Like.
And let me tell you, with the ChatGPT, as I was putting together my list and trying to get, I asked for a top, I forget, 25, and he wasn't on it. So then I had to go in and I was like, all right, what other major ones did you not include? So that was,
I'm just
that's
saying,
like that's like part of it. Like you can't just rely on ChatGPT.
In high school, draft advice.
In high school, Jay-Z and DMX were neck and neck. Am I making this up right now? I don't think
no,
so.
No, no, no.
In popularity, but I don't think like he's considered one of the greatest of all time, which is why it probably wasn't that list.
He's I mean, but
list.
He's my once again
yeah,
my
fine.
Favorite.
No,
like,
I'm not if, hating on. I'm not hating.
If I
got to
go,
very popular.
One person has two albums. They're if I'm looking at, come on, Grand Champ, Catman.
Ayo
Kato, like it's bangers. Swizz Beatz, like
Swizz Beatz. If a Swizz beat,
Rough Riders, like volumes. Like I know we're not, but just Rough Riders. Cradle to the Grave.
I had just Seagal moved him movies. Up. I had just moved
Mia,
him to the little
Romeo
section.
Must Die. Like, come on, dude. Like,
wait, all I know is I thought Shine would pick him because not in the first round because he drafted him in a previous draft, Christmas draft.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that too. Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I had just moved him up my list.
We'll see.
A,
it's going to be a team.
Second round.
Oh, shot. Rob. People love DMX.
No, for sure.
So, like, you that's a sneaky first round pick. Because I don't think the other two behemoths had got a lot of love now anymore as much as now they did when they did in the 90s.
If I put DMX Essentials on, I'm going to fight somebody.
If you're riding in a red Beretta with a no with a Rob Dog license plate, bumping some DMX, just get out the way.
Where the hood at?
And you're peeling
some
out
of these.
The driveways.
Stop being greedy.
I forgot
Who
you had a hood. Where the hood at?
One more road to cross. Lord, give me a sign.
Rob,
I mean,
you had a
Party Up played in like every movie, like montage ever.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. I can't say Money Cash, you know what?
I was just gonna say
Money Cash, yo!
Grand Finale.
That's Shine's pick, though. That was Jay-Z.
Ain't no sunshine in the East.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's
a
like,
reach. But,
no, it's not. I just it threw me off, and now I don't know what to do. Like, do I pick both of them?
Yeah,
and just have two.
Oh my god! Yeah,
East Coast, West Coast. I
that,
really don't
we've
want
seen
either
it
one
so
right now.
So many times
like,
in the past.
It's like when J-Cat picked Larry and Magic.
Magic didn't give me as much love as I thought.
They're not
it would
my
be.
Favorites.
That's what I'm saying.
They're top two rounds, but they're not my what I have left. So
vote with your heart.
First pick. I don't care what he acts like now. I don't care what he says. I don't care that he says that George Bush hates black people.
He's probably right.
I don't care. His first five albums are unbelievable. I don't care what he's put out since then. I will still listen to it, and it is straight fire.
I'll send you the Hail Hitler video after this draft.
I don't care what that means. We're not drafting personalities here again.
Graduation.
That's an album. It's a song and
late
a music
registration
video.
On YouTube. Again, I don't care what he's done since 2015. He's trash. But early, I'll even put Kanye 99 to 2010. I'll put the years on there.
You could put pre
how much
Kardashian.
I hate. Yes.
Not.
No, there was about, the cracks were no, there.
I don't remember.
Through
what.
The Wire, Kanye.
Yeah. My first ever ringtone was Through the Wire. First one I ever bought.
Yeah, I'm not Power. Putting yay. I knew it wouldn't make past Bobby, but
he wasn't even on my list. I'm not. I gotta have some kind of principles.
We're not drafting people. We're drafting the rappers.
Still, I'm not. I can't even talk about half the stuff he's done in the last year.
All the way at the bottom of my list was Kanye with like a sad face,
like Polo Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Walks.
Bathing Apes, Kanye.
Bobby, have
yeah,
you gone down
day.
The Kanye West rabbit hole in the
no,
last couple
no,
years?
No, like, I stopped at Yeezus because that album was weird. But
yeah, I'm saying the stuff he does.
No, he's like, he's weird. He's out like, there. His first three albums. Could you imagine if he kept that up for like those three?
First of all,
we did watch
My Dark Twisted Fantasy is unbelievable. Yeah. That's probably my favorite album.
It goes
and
from
Watch the Throne with Jay-Z,
Power to All of the Lights to Monster. Those three in a row.
Wow. Unbelievable. Runaway?
On the way to play basketball? Ding. True.
Ding. For a whole minute of just ding on the keyboard. Look at you. Look at you. That's I ain't scared.
He performed that at like some award show or something, and we're like, what is that? And it's like, who at you? Who at you?
I saw him in concert twice. I had two t-shirts.
Yeah,
I was a big fan.
We were there both times,
like,
Kevin.
Yeah.
I had a brown College Dropout shirt.
I had a blue and yellow
we
one.
Had to Watch the Throne shirt from the guy's sock outside the concert. Yeah.
I would
you
still
got,
wear
you
a
want
college
large or extra
shirt.
Large?
I wear a College Dropout shirt right now. That album is...
I gotta go start the second round and
you always find, man. You always find something wrong.
One, two, three, four, five. These five guys, none of them will make it back. I guarantee it. So it's just who's my favorite?
You know who your favorite is. You want to have dinner with him. You picked him with five people on planet Earth. You picked him.
Nah, he won't be picked. Not anytime soon. I'm gonna throw Rob a bone here. Because I'm not going to take his boy. Because I always preferred. It's like, who would I rather listen to right now? You know what? I don't care. I don't care about the votes. I'm taking the self-proclaimed best rapper alive. Because if you got the Carter 2, the Carter 3, and the Carter 4 in a row, those three albums, the Carter 2 might be my top five favorite album. And Rob, I specifically remember listening to like one of the first few times when I went to visit you in Wisconsin in 2008. I just
and
remember
you changed
that
my
album
mind.
Was fire. And I never listened to him before that. He's got mixtapes. Oh, just the song from Ballers, by the way, right above it.
That's unbelievable.
There's just
Kane is
so
in the building.
And he's on like how many guest spots is he on? Like anybody's album, he just pops up on that one verse.
Chill.
It's just straight fire.
Chill, that might be coming up later.
What?
In some trivia.
Oh, I'm saying Lil Wayne is Wheezy F baby. Birdman Jr.
Tunchi.
again, we don't have to like the new album, but there's a run where he is just a lyrical
former
mastermind.
Member of the Hot Boys.
Yes, and those songs go hard. I had to do it. I feel bad not taking the two megastars, but I ain't scared. How many Lil rappers will be drafted tonight is the question.
I know Lil Durk ain't getting it.
Question is, Lil Baby or Da Baby? Shine, which one are you leaning towards?
Man, Levitating is a banger.
Throw dirt on me.
I get so hyped when I hear that song. I ain't scared.
Eminem or Lil Wayne, I'm going to take Wheezy.
The Dua Lipa tooth.
No love with Eminem.
Wheezy F Baby.
Oh, so good.
Carter 3 is unbelievable, man.
Yeah, Carter 3 is my favorite.
It's good. I listened to that on the plane back from Wisconsin, Rob.
A Millie on Def Jam Rap Star.
Millie is tougher
you got
than
money
Nigerian
and
hair.
you know it.
Did you see
take it out of the back end.
There's like a, you know, like the end of some TV episodes, there's like a little like mini, like whatever, the opposite of the opening thing. Well, in Abbott's Elementary, the guy was like talking about the classics, and the kid's like talking about like current music. He's like, that's not a classic. He's like, that's from like 2007. He's like, yeah, it's old. He's like, what about a Millie? And all the kids go, a Millie, Millie, a Millie. It's just, like, that's old now. Bro, if I were to tell you an hour ago your first two picks would be Kanye and Lil Wayne, you'd be hyped.
Yeah, I know.
Stacked.
I know. Yeah. I know. I ain't scared. But I don't. And again, this one, I don't care about the votes because who knows what anyone's going to pick. Yeah. But Tupac and Biggie on the same team would have been monstrous, but I ain't scared. I ain't scared. All right, Catman, back to you.
I mean, it's pretty this Biggie.
Okay.
Biggie.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so Ready to Die is flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Flawless. Flawless album. I had it, played it on a Walkman, walking to school, going on the bus. That's an album I probably know like by heart from start to finish. Give Me the Loot, Things Done Changed.
Warning.
The What with Meth. Juicy.
Big Papa.
Like,
one
I mean,
more
just
chance.
For that to be your first album out the gate, like, goodness gracious.
And then Life After Death, Hypnotize.
Hey, yeah. Life After Death, that two-discer.
Mo Money, Mo Problems. Out.
Yeah.
Bro.
I know they're... Diddy is a terrible human being. I know, we'll just get that out of the way. But I'm talking about Notorious Big.
Right.
Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace.
Act like he ain't got something to do with his death. Act like he don't.
He probably does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to take him because, like, I feel like Biggie just went into, like, my Jay-Z love a little bit, like, growing up. So they're similar. They were together. Had some songs together.
All right, Shine. Middle of the second round. This is where it gets interesting, Shine. Maybe.
I think I'm just taking the obvious one here, the other side of Biggie, the opposites, Tupac.
Can you name one Tupac album?
Yes, I can name one Tupac album.
Why are you looking?
I did, but it didn't happen. But I had set it up at my wedding for the DJ was supposed to
hit him up.
Act like Dear Mama was gonna be the mother son dance, but it didn't happen that way.
What album is that on?
That's a great question. No, I'm not.
All Eyes on Me.
Nah, Me Against the World.
Machiavelli was. That was like Ricky Thompson was just like in Haywood. Non-stop. Come with me.
I get around.
And Creed when he walks out to it too.
Yeah. Because he's in Above the Rim.
Oh, Birdies? Yeah. Birdies? I saw a clip today on Instagram. It was like an episode of A Different World where like Tupac goes back to like date Jada Pinkett or something. It was hilarious. But his name was Piccolo. And he was like from the hood and like, but yeah,
Sean, I got one question for you, Sean. In the voting page, is it TUPAC or TUPAC?
PAC.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving it up for you. That's what I typed it. I was like, I don't know. Man.
Or as my mom used to call him, Tupac Shacker.
Tupac.
Yep, Tupac.
Tupac yep. Shacker. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Tupac Shacker.
All right, Tupac. J-Cat, back to you.
I'm very torn here.
Looking at the teams right now, I'm last place. Based on voters, I'm last place.
I don't think so.
I disagree.
I think Weezy might carry you, but I don't think Kanye is going to do you any favors.
Yeah, I don't think people will like him, but what's J-Cat going to do?
When you come in last place with Nerd Cereal, you might as well forget about the votes. You don't even know.
I gave up when we had to
I don't know how I want to do this one, man.
Jason does still refer to his last place finish with the all-time greats basketball team. Like, that's like his, like...
That pissed me off beyond.
He's got, like, five of the greatest players of all time. It came in last place.
I'm specifying Kanye West, 2004-2010. I'm typing that. I don't care. After 2010, I don't want anything to do with him.
I got to pull the trigger on this one. I'm going to go three stacks, Andre 3000. Andre Benjamin is phenomenal. Absolutely gifted musically, lyrically, his delivery. It's unreal. he's a wild dude, but like, man, he makes fantastic music. Obviously, I know he's, you know, part of Outkast, but they've had, you know, solo albums and things like that. Shout out, Big Boy. Yeah, Three Stacks is just, he's wild, man. I love him. So
give that him is, that's four people off of my, I like rank them into time periods. That's four people now off of the 2000s, which is kind of surprising me. I thought
now he's just walking around playing a flute, just loving life.
Just taking all the snakes out of Ireland. He's just doing all that.
Yeah, people will like show pictures of him and stuff, just walking around New York City with like a backpack and just playing a flute, just playing music. That's what they said. Outkast, they're like
Beale skit.
They're doing side missions now. They're just side quests.
I mean, nice. Big Boy has owls. Like,
oh,
he like he raises owls. So, I mean, that's
wow, just... and you didn't pick him? Oh, what if you got both Outkasts?
Because I think
I mean, Seeker Box and Love Below, they were separate albums.
Yeah, they're completely.
No, I don't.
Boom.
Idlewild.
All right, Birdo.
I already know
where you're going.
No, you don't. I'm doing it. I want to take the first person out of the greatest rap group of all time. So who do you pick? I'm picking METHOD, man. METHOD, man. And first off, his verses in all the Wu-Tang songs, his voice is so like distinct. So I always like Method Man's sound. And then his albums with Redman, like Rock Wild, or like those the Blackout album, those were just like get you hyped. Plus, he was in The Wire. I think his name was Cheese.
He was in Belly too.
He's in Garden State. I drafted.
Yeah, I think he got like hate. I heard him in an interview like getting hate on like being in The Wire. Like, why does he get to be in their act? He's like, because I auditioned. Like, I had to work for this. Like, he wanted to be an actor. Plus, Rob sent that video recently about the influences that Method Man had on like the Beatles influence, like all these early influences that I didn't realize it. But if you do listen to those lyrics, I'm like, oh yeah, those are like clearly associated with those other like 70s artists.
Method Man rules. Tecal, and then T2000 Judgment Day album is unreal.
Bring the Pain, All I Need.
Both the ones with,
With the Blood Clot.
The Blackout.
What was his original rap name as a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, though, boys? For one extra bonus point.
I did not know. I don't know.
He was originally Shaquan the Penny Raider, but when they dropped Method Man, everyone just started calling him Meth because
that's one of his nicknames. Shaquan.
Because Shaquan went with Raekwon,
Johnny Blaze,
the Iron Lung ain't got to tell you where I'm coming from.
That's a good pick. I didn't see that happening yet.
If he was late, I was gonna grab him.
Oh,
like 100%. 4 or 5 for sure.
His cadence is unmatched. I love how it just
he rules. Love Method Man.
Bye bye, Meth. Sorry, buddy.
And actually, like, I listened to like some of his older recent, like his last couple albums he's put out, and they're still like decent. Like 2015, 2019. The Meth Lab, Meth Lab 1, Meth Lab 2.
Yeah, the one before that, the prequel or whatever, isn't bad.
With Hands On.
Real name, Clifford Smith.
Smith, yeah.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen when it comes back to me for my fourth and fifth round picks. So I'm going to go with a rapper who I always liked, especially his debut album just got me hyped. He matches well with Eminem. Give me 50, a.k.a. Ferrari A50.
Man, get Rich or Die Trying.
Banger.
It's still once in a great while, put it in, and I'm like, dang.
G-Unit. What? Okay, yeah. Just the beginning of What Up, Gangsta. So, many men wish death on him. He be in the club. It's your birthday. You know, he's a P-I-M-P.
Wangsta?
You can ask him 21 questions, you know, and Wangsta. So, I'm going to go with 50.
What? Richard Die Trying soundtrack. Eric, what was the like early mixtape that 50 had that he put out? It was like it was after Get Rich or Die Trying, but it was like his early stuff.
That's the one with Wangsta on it.
Yeah. I think so, but it's not, I can't like find the album. but it was like a mixtape.
What is that called?
Do you remember when he came out? The
white cover.
Yeah. Guess Who's Back?
Yeah, and he was like holding the gun like this. Yeah,
Guess Who's Back? That's it.
Do you remember when 50 came out?
In the Club was massive.
Oh,
like everybody, like,
oh my gosh, dude.
He was everywhere, and that was like the height of like maybe MTV. Like, he was on every show, he had videos, he was on every, he was everywhere. 50 Cent was like just came in hot, had a huge run, and then bought some vitamin water and was good.
Cold
to go.
Orders, G Unit albums are good too. He's good when he's on. Anything else? I like a couple of his albums. The first three or four.
Also, was way onto Diddy before everybody else. Like
he called.
He was like, I don't go to Diddy's parties.
You like, won't take me shopping.
Also, I don't think anyone's gonna pick him, but his feud with Ja Rule, man, like
it's unreal.
He kind of just like destroyed him. Yeah. And then like when the pictures when he was buying tickets, like buying whole sections for Ja Rule concerts, and then just sitting there by himself. Like he would do, because he had the money to
so
do
no
it.
So no one would be in the front row.
No one would be there. Like hilarious. Like, could you imagine being Ja Rule being like, "Well, 50's out there in the 300 section, and he bought the whole thing out." You'd be so mad, dude. Like, you know, like.
All right, J-Cat, back to you.
I am torn between if I want to delve into some more depth, some nostalgia, or do I want to bring some current love to this list. I think I got to do it. I remember being in sixth grade, listening to music from a skinny dude from Long Beach, singing about taking a drink to the middle of the street, rapping to this name, Faith. Though she used to be my homeboy's lady.
80 degrees will not tell that.
Be, please raise up off these UTs because you get none of these.
Wow. I honestly didn't think he'd be picked very high.
What's
but
up?
Early Snoop is solid. And he's
early
again,
Snoop
longevity.
Is unreal. And he has had longevity. But early but Snoop is unreal. Is
Snoop Lion?
So relevant. Like,
he's everywhere. He's huge.
And
that's
nothing but a G thing and Gin and Juice were just massive.
But like the Dogfather nothing could follow his first album, right?
Yeah.
No.
And then when he went No Limit,
he joined No Limit.
The game is to be sold. And then the Dogfather, like I remember buying it and being like, this can't be good. Then it was like good. Like No Limit Top Dog.
I like The Last Meal. There's a couple songs in there that are bangers.
Snoop Dogg presents the East Side is.
Yeah.
And then he like Snoop Lion. He's had like he was at the Olympics last year. Like now he's just like a household name.
He's been in like every
he's
done
everything.
Thing. He's
been commercials.
Yeah.
What are they? And then mongooses? They ain't afraid of them, guys. He narrates like nature videos.
They had a whole Fortnite season. He was like the main character.
We're drafting lyrical prowess. We're not drafting his life.
Oh yeah, but lyrically he'll go bar for bar.
Oh
with
yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, I know. Snoop Dogg, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Dogg or Snoop Doggy Dog.
Pump, pump.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Just S-N-O-S-N-double-O-P. Snoop.
All right.
You don't need any more to it.
All right.
It's a Mr. World. It's a doggy,
doggy
dog.
Dog
world.
What's
the
album?
It's a doggy dog world.
Doggy dog. Dog. The E's. W-ball. W-ball.
Everybody's got
DJ E's.
Easy, easy.
Shines like, yep, all that.
Sixth grade me. Sans rat tail. Eagles hoodie on. Bumping it.
J-Cat, when I was in sixth grade, I had two tapes. That one and the Wu-Tang single with like, it had like two songs on each side. And I finally got that out. I remember listening to them both on the bus. I'm like, how am I listening to this right now in sixth grade? What is happening?
But it was like normal. Like, I mean, not normal, but
No one has mentioned. No one has mentioned either how he has single-handedly made any event in the Olympics more enjoyable.
Oh yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What he was trying to do. Commenting.
Yeah. All right, Shine. Back to you.
All right, we're going from the Olympics to the most recent Super Bowl, and the reason is I have always kind of found it interesting when we walk into, I don't know, random stores and music from our childhood and when we were younger is still playing constantly everywhere. And I feel like it's because music today isn't, it can't match what we grew up with. I could be wrong. But one person, Kendrick Lamar, his
A-Dot.
Definitely holds some value, holds some, it's good. It's not something that I turn off when I hear it. And when I spoke earlier how I switched my, made up my teams or my groups by years, and when it gets to the current stuff, he seems to be one name that I definitely know and have seen and heard and enjoyed. So I'm taking Kendrick Lamar, third pick.
When I heard King Kunta for the first time, my head exploded, man. I was like, what? And then, yeah, K-Dot is absolutely just everywhere right now. And
he's regarded as, like, first two albums are always regarded as, like, the two of the best albums ever. I've never been a big fan. Like, he's definitely a storyteller. But, like, when you hear the, all I think of is, nobody pray for me. Everybody pray for me.
Yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches.
Grandma
That's all I think of. And I like that song. There are some good songs. But, and now What's His Name's everywhere. Not Like Us. The beat is everywhere. At least it was the last couple months. But I figured I would be a late pick for, because I didn't think any of us really listened to him.
He was on my list. I listened to
K-Dot. I
thought
you would pick him, J-Cat.
Damn good.
I was. That's what I was waffling over.
Pimp a
when
Butterfly.
I said,
Yeah.
I was waffling between Snoop and K-Dot. It happens. But I have another current rapper who I think is also brilliant. So maybe I'll get to take them.
Yeah.
DNA, Humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Humble. That's
Loyalty.
Loyalty, yeah.
All right, Catman.
I'm kind of surprised he's still here.
There's one guy I want, Catman. There's one pick that I'm like dying.
I mean, he's got to be. Yeah, I mean, Luda. I can't believe. I really thought Shine was going there. It might have been a tactical disadvantage there, but I mean, Luda, man, come on, dude.
I really thought I was going to get him. You guys would not want him.
I almost picked him in the first round or second round.
His albums, Southern Hospitality.
Ludacris rules, man.
I mean, we always used to say it. Like, he needs to be at that. Like, there needs to be a Ludaverse at, like, every song. He makes every song better. A Tim McGraw song, like, Usher song, Sierra.
DJ Khaled,
like,
songs.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
you add Luda. Beer,
word of mouth. Back for the first time.
Yeah.
Boom. Red Light District.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Glamorous, like, Baby with Ludacris, with Justin Bieber.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby.
Oh, man.
All I Do Is Win. Like, I mean, just hits for days.
Yeah, Luda. I got the biggest backyard in the world. He makes a three-pointer. Luda.
I was so, like, not that I'm close to Milwaukee, but, like, last summer, he was supposed to be, like, at Summerfest, which is, like, our Firefly type stuff here. And there was, like, lightning storms or something, so it got canceled. So he just walked around Milwaukee with a big speaker and was just rapping. Like, he was going, just walking around downtown, like, going into buildings, going into, like, Target and stuff, and was just, like, doing a concert because for the people. Like, who does that? Yeah, man, just, I could sit here for 20 minutes listening to Ludacris bangers.
Growing Pains.
There's so many.
Stand Up.
Growing Pains.
Moneymaker. What's Your Fantasy?
Killing me right now.
Rob, he came to Clemson, and like for some reason I didn't. First off, I was a college student with no money, so
we saw him at Dell State.
I couldn't just buy tickets, but like I did walk to like the venue, and I could like hear him like outside, but I couldn't get in. I did see Dave Chappelle live at Clemson though.
Runaway Love, Pimping All Over the World, Area Codes.
This last pick is tough, man. Having the last pick right now, I thought it would be okay. It's not okay. Because then you get back to back and you sit and watch 10 people get picked.
Yeah.
Roll out? Moneymaker?
Unreal. Ludacris rules, man.
Yeah. Luda.
Rob sent me a text an hour ago and it just said, Luda on gossip, folks. That's it. That's the text. It's unreal. Man. Stepped out the swamp.
With 10.5 gators.
Yeah.
I really thought I would get him in the fourth round.
I was 100% taking him.
That's not who I thought you wanted, bro.
I don't know what's happening.
Man, there's like a lot of like equally ranked rappers left for me. So these last two picks are going to be kind of rough, but I think I know where I'm going next.
Who said I was a dope rapper?
What?
I'm going to go with a rapper that is not going to give me any votes. There's only one of you that would have probably picked him, but mainly for the mixtapes and the EPs and the album Camp
is
one of my favorite albums of all time. Again, I'll probably put a year restriction on this pick too, but I don't care for the music that he's doing now. It's not really rap in my opinion. It's just like talking, but Cul-de-sac is unbelievable. I'm going to go Childish Gambino. Donald Glover.
Yeah. I still love Poindexter. I think
he always said I can't find that anywhere. I've heard it a couple times, but not any time recently. Royalty, I like. It's hard to a lot of his stuff's not on Spotify, which is annoying because I don't know. Yeah. I can't get into it.
Yeah,
I'm just a rapper too.
But you're right. Camp was just ridiculous. I mean, banger after banger on Camp.
Tell me, Freaks and Geeks isn't one of the best songs you've ever heard.
Yeah, it's just
great lyrics. It's all references that we get, all stuff that we like. It's the best.
In the back of a bush like Gavin Rossdale's drummer.
Yeah,
let's go.
I could hit like 90% of the lyrics. There's like the like elephant never forgets part. I always kind of get like just mumble, but like, oh, Green Inside Your Wallet is that Open Sesame.
Open Sesame.
running the game. Oh my gosh. It's
one of the thing. Give me.
Yeah. Again, not going to bring the votes. There's bigger names out there.
Maybe nobody's on there.
I'm probably messing up here again, but that's who I listen to.
Name of the game.
And I think this name of the game. Pick, I think, is going to surprise you too. This female rapper.
Oh, no. All right.
You're
getting me back. You're going to get me back.
One, really? It's the only
she's
one.
She's not lasting in this next pick.
Is this the equalizer?
This is the only person I would ever consider rapping, female rapper. Her first two albums, Nicki Minaj, spits hot fire. I
super
still
bass,
prefer
dude.
Her over anything.
Super bass is unreal.
Super bass slaps.
Super bass is
all of it is so
outrageous.
Yeah, and then when she comes up on a song, like when she's on someone
Monster.
Else's song, yeah, Monster's on that. Pull up in a Monster, Automatic Gangsta.
Roman Reloaded with M.
Yeah, oh, it's so, I'm telling you, you're just helping me out right now. They're bangers. Like,
Bees in the Trap.
Yeah. I just got
Lane.
Josh Muncy's vote.
That shines. The Hove Lane.
Oh, I'm in the Hove Lane, yeah.
Pound the Alarm, Whip It, Starships.
Yeah. It's just, I'm a big fan. Not so much anymore, but when was she hot? 2010, 2008 to 2012, probably. Anaconda. See, that wasn't like my jam, but a lot of her early stuff. Gosh.
Autumn always says whenever we hear Super Bass, she's just like, this is a Delaware song. I just think
Starships?
Of. No, really? Super Bass. She's like, this
no,
is a
I'm
Delaware
saying
song.
Starships.
Because she's like, I just think of BFG and The Kitchen. And then playing Super Bass. Like, because we lived there at that time. So she's like, this is 100% a Beach Delaware song.
Yeah, there's Roman Reloaded and her first album. Whatever that was called. Bees in the Trap, Champion.
Just spent like 2 minutes prepping for that pick. So now I got to start over.
I'll trade you right now. Ludacris from Nicki Minaj.
No way.
Drafted one.
Nicki was around 4, and I had her kind of high. But I was like, she might fall to me. But I think it's just the way the draft chips fell.
Yeah, again, it like happened so fast. I get two picks, and I don't think they're gonna help me. But just that's who I listen to, and there's probably people I listen to more. But I don't know. It is what it is. I feel frazzled. Starting out the fourth round, females. Catman, back to you.
Once again, he's been around for a while, but I feel like this is kind of a sleeper pick late. The first time I heard Country Grammar, I
forgot about him.
Like, no, my mind was blown.
Me too, man.
Give me D's with rubber hammer, my grandma B's, Ebonics, gin and tonic, and chronic.
Bionic, it's ironic.
The music video, he's just
slamming
like,
haters, like honest.
And yeah, like, I mean, goodness.
I forgot about him.
Yeah,
hot in here.
He was on my third, fourth rounder.
Like,
mid rounder.
Nellyville is Dilemma. Like, hot in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bangers.
Well, all newborns get a half a mil.
Batter up.
Ride with me.
Shake your tail feather.
Air Force One? No, yeah.
Him and Murphy Lee?
Well, really? He made a song with the NBA theme song.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Roundball Rock?
I didn't even.
Yeah. Air Force One, Pimp Juice, number one, Over and Over with Tim McGraw.
Over and over again.
Number one.
That's Where to Party name. At?
Jagged Grills? Edge? Grills?
Yeah. Paul Wall. Shout out Houston-based rappers. Paul Wall.
I got Nelly and Luda, boys. I'm just saying.
Nice.
Yeah, Rob. Those are like radio. They were on the radio, so people know them like more so than
the
some other like
Cruise remix.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Cruise remix is fire. It is on a playlist that I have, probably on a couple. I'm just gonna let you know.
Me too.
Throw Luke Bryan on that one too. Let's just roll.
Maybe you a song. Maybe want to roll my windows down.
That was the summer we got. Country Grammar is 25 years old, boys. Wow. But yeah, that was the summer
don't
we
say that again.
Ride with me, featuring City Spud.
City Spud.
City Spud. Yeah, it's a good pick. Again, the names, people, man, I'm so cooked in this draft right now. It's just not even funny. I'm scared. Shine, back to you.
This rapper I added to my list on our way home from Hershey Park.
Nice.
Because we were listening and it came on and I was like, oh my God, totally forgot about him. And then I did look it up because I always kind of, I don't know, never thought about it until then. Ladies love Cool James.
Yes, they do.
L Cool
yeah,
James.
Yeah. Headsprung. I had him on there.
Headsprung came on and I was like, oh my God, love this.
Headsprung.
Song. And it was so funny. Like Gabe and I were just like sitting, I like jacked up. And we were just, he was trying to jam out to it.
That might be a rich pick right now.
Around the Way Girl. Hey Lover.
LL just spit fire.
Lounging.
And he's, I mean, he really is just, he's always been.
So,
James.
Whenever a team is coming back, everyone always says, don't call it a comeback.
Call it a comeback.
I ain't worked in years.
Yeah. And he was the host on one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Lip Sync Battle. It's unbelievable. I loved it. Not on anymore. All right, Shine. LL Cool J. J-Cat. Fourth rounder.
All right. We're going to stay on the West Coast here. O'Shea Jackson Sr., Ice Cube. Absolute. Song catalog is insane.
Yeah.
Everyone knows It Was a Good Day. But you can do it with your ass into it.
I was just thinking of things.
Gangster, gangster, go to church. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Bob Gun.
Boo Banging, member of NWA, like one of the most groundbreaking rap groups that there ever was. Just unbelievable entrepreneur. Unbelievable. We be clubbing.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Before you rickety wreck yourself.
Hardcore. Good actor, too, surprisingly.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Barbershop is like one of my favorite little gems, man.
One.
Oh man, they're so awesome, dude.
It's good, like 21 Jump Street.
Yeah,
I mean Friday, obviously, but
yeah, we all know that. But
nice. All right,
I was wondering if he was gonna be sitting there, like, because
he wasn't on my list.
No, he's on my list, but yeah. I didn't know if he'd be like a fifth, like a sneaky fifth rounder.
Birdseed.
Well, I'm really surprised this rapper is still there because he had some bangers. He goes right along with 50 and Eminem. Give me Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Don't forget about
the biggest one left.
I was just thinking about it because the Chronic 2001 and the Chronic are like,
it's good. Chronic 2001, he's like produces most. I mean, he raps on some of them, but it's not like him. You know what I mean? So like, it's like one album. Like
people said, I fell off. My first album was the Chronic.
Yeah.
Keep the heads ringing, though. Dre Day.
In the lab with a pen and pad trying to get label.
Don't get me wrong. He was on my list, and he was very considered for the third round.
Yeah.
But
no, I love Dre. I think he's a better producer than he was rapper.
Backstreet Boys? Yeah, I know.
Like, you know.
But just like your previous pick, J-Cat, member of NWA.
You're right, man. I mean,
probably the brains behind the operation.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's the one who basically made Eazy-E, like, get up there and, like, you know, all right, come on, punk, let's do this, you know. I'm going to arrange all this and produce it, but we need somebody to say, rolling in my 6'4".
By the way, yep. My team name is I Spit Hot Fire.
you know who I really wanted to take, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Eric talked me off the ledge.
I talked him out of it.
Hold on. Did you watch the video I sent today?
I was going to draft Dylon for every single pick.
Did you see what I sent today? There's a real person.
Yes, it is a real person. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a guy.
And it ruined the guy on the band. He's so angry about it.
Yeah, from the band or something. That's what they were making fun of, bro. I don't know who he is, but.
I didn't know they were making fun of a real person.
Yeah.
I thought
he's a real person.
Does that show the band? Yeah.
Again, Diddy keeps coming up somehow, but his show, like, yeah.
Is it the rap game, boy?
I saw a clip today of Diddy on All That. And the kid, it was like Diddy giving kids on all advice on
it's
all that.
All that.
Speaking of all that, did my son watch Good Burger last night, which has a lot of all that references? And I fell asleep 20 minutes in.
Was Laurie Beth Denberg in there? And I watched that like 2 summers ago with Owen randomly.
All right. My final pick will make Rob and Eric salty. Like, he's here. I got to take him. Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Digi, digi, digi. Bobby Digital, the RZA, the brains behind the Wu-Tang Clan.
The RZA.
Blast a photon bomb from Alpha Galvatron. Like, his lyrics are, like, just, I don't even understand some of them. They're so deep. But he's
Wahoo
like
McDaniel.
He's a poet. He's like a scientist.
Mathematician.
He's just next level, like, creativity. So, no one will know. I don't care about the votes. My team is straight. 90s, 2000s.
I can't. I'm surprised. I can't. I thought he was going to get back to me on the last pick.
There's no one else I'd want.
But nobody. I mean, he's definitely more of a producer than a rapper. But when he does rap, I always love it. His
fire,
voice.
Yeah.
Well, it's his album. He had a solo album with
Ritz.
Someone bees. I can't think. Bobby Digital. Bobby Digital album was just so unique.
Yeah, it's unreal. J-Cat?
I'm going to go with one of the many unbelievable female rappers that we've been privy to over the years. I was kind of torn between, there's three different female rappers that I would consider probably the archetype or just like masterclass from, you know, I won't say old school, but like from the 80s into like, you know, late 90s. But I'm going to go with this lady. We were first introduced to her in Sister Act 2. She was a member of the Fugees. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is still one of the most acclaimed and best rap albums of all time. Lyrically, she's unbelievable. She's a storyteller. She's technical. She's soulful. She can switch cadence. Lauryn Hill is an absolute beast. I don't care who you put her up against. She is absolutely unreal. Gotta show the ladies some love, and
she's on all the list.
Yeah,
she's on
she
all the rapper
list. I
saw her on the list too, and I was like, because
you guys don't listen to her music, you're gonna disqualify her as a
rapper.
I was just saying she is one. No, yeah. I don't disagree with you. I just was asking.
The floating head on orange shoulders in there, just what?
I did not get that mad.
I did.
I was just surprised that she was coming up on very.
Yeah.
No, the score is unbelievable.
Yeah. She's one of the first. She was probably her and another female artist were some of the first artists that I actually had on my list.
Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness.
And that's, bless you with some witch's brew. If you do do voodoo, I can do what you do. Easy, believe me. Frontin', gimme heebie-jeebies. So while you imitating Al Capone, that be Nina Simone. And defecating
on
your microphone.
Ready on it. I said it on the previous podcast, to Zion, that song is fire.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I love that song. Oh, strumming
that
my pain.
That thing, doo-wop,
That thing. J-Cat, you know how certain songs just put you in a place, like a certain
Yes.
place. We all know that. That song puts me in my 1980. So I can't even think of the name of a car. What was my first car? Chevy Citation. It was on the radio. I just remember that song takes me right back to driving that car. That's wild.
Music is it's a soundtrack of our lives, man. It's unbelievable. I think it's the thing that keeps us the most connected in this world is music. And we probably don't even realize how connected it does keep us and how grounded it keeps us.
Yeah.
All right, Chime.
Well, I don't know if everyone else enjoys my ongoing jokes about dilts in our text message group of if dilts were a blank, but I have fun with those. And I'm going to fill it in here, too. If dilts were a Latino rapper, he would be Big Pun. Definitely taking Big Pun, because as the saying goes, I'm not a player, but
I just crush a lot.
Crush a lot.
I didn't
I'm a little
see
surprised he lasted this long. I don't know.
Because he had like four hits, but like people consider
I know
him one
he
of
didn't
the best.
Have many.
Always,
I
like,
know he didn't have many.
I never listened. Capital Punishment, Tres Leches.
Yeah, baby. Came out the summer we graduated. And
it was
like,
outrageous.
It's So Hard was good.
It's So Hard.
It's like the soundtrack of the summer of 2000.
I'm trying to live.
Yeah.
No, you're not, Big Bun.
And the best part was that J-Cat finished my sentence. If this were.
I just knew. I was like dying.
That's in my opinion, that's a strong fifth round pick. I think we've all had strong fifth round picks, but
I don't think I don't know many of his songs. Like, I mean, I know the three hits he had, but
don't know how to play it. Yeah, it's a banger. Rob's favorite lyric of all time: "Little brown hairs everywhere, you nasty twin." I don't care.
Brown hair, they call me
Big
Pun. Hit you with the big guns in the hot
tub.
Popping
bubbly.
That song
probably
was
your spot,
a
love.
It still is a banger. I gotta add it to my list. Right
don't
now.
Stop, let the punk get.
Yeah, now what are the words right there?
Don't stop,
I don't
get it,
know.
Get it.
Anyone know what he says right there? That Bobby
which part?
And like faded out. I was hoping he was going to continue.
Hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot.
Twins
love,
with
can't
Fat
punish
Joe
me.
On Capital
Don't
Punishment is
stop,
a
watch the
banger.
pun get wicked when I.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
Yeah, the part in between, I don't know.
It's probably bad words.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Catman.
This jam.
I know you're not picking
my
I'm
Richard.
Picking, so.
No, obviously, we're going to be in the presence of the Woo in a couple weeks.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I have, he's probably, if I, oh man, it's like razor thin. I know Meth is up there. Ghostface Killah.
Ghostface.
He's probably
yeah.
like my favorite Wu-Tang rapper. If I had to pick one with like a gun to my head, I'd probably go Ghostface.
Introducing the Ghost.
Yeah. So Tony Stark's Iron Man.
No one could get it out.
Pretty Tony album. Paisley Darts. Supreme Clientele.
Didn't like to sleep with John John. He peed the bed.
Yeah.
Do at the foot.
Dershey
the
La Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Like,
Tony
is a girl.
Word. We're at.
So, yeah, just because of that, I need to take a member of the
Yeah,
Woo.
I knew you were going to pick him. Good pick.
Just cool. Like a good dude. Like, you know, I've seen a bunch of interviews with him and stuff. Like,
seems like everybody but ODB were pretty well grounded in that group in terms of, you know, like just who they are.
I mean, there's always one.
There's always one.
I don't know who's, but there's always one.
did anyone watch the Wu-Tang show on Hulu?
I watched the documentary during the pandemic. That was a while back.
Yeah, I didn't watch the show though.
But they like help produce and stuff. Rich tells me to watch. He's like, how have you not watched that? I'm like, I don't know.
The cast is good. The Of Mics and Men thing was pretty decent. Like their story.
I think I did watch.
Yeah, because I have a couple songs from the soundtrack on like a Wu-Tang playlist that come up every once in a while.
Yeah.
That Wu wear.
You know it.
Is what you want, baby.
It's yeah.
What you got,
baby. Wow. Yeah, I need to watch this.
All right, with the last pick in the rappers draft, I know this guy was probably not on anybody else's draft board. However, when he is on a song, Straight Fire, he and his, I believe, twin brother, maybe not twin brother, their albums are fire. He has mixtapes. I'm a huge fan of Pusha T from the
Pusha
Clips.
Pusha T is good.
I love
the Clips
Pusha
are
T.
unbelievable.
Clips,
yeah.
And their new album comes out in like
yeah, I know.
3 weeks
weeks.
Or back together
yeah.
or something. Yeah, I just, his voice and, man, Pusha T is nice. And again, my team is not going anywhere. I'm not going to pick like a random Woo guys, but like what's left on my board are all pretty obscure, not obscure, but not, I don't know. Redman's pretty big, but I would probably rather listen to right now my current age and the last 10 years, you know, Pusha T. So,
if you know, you know, on Daytona,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gets me hyped.
Yeah, it's, you've heard, that's on commercials and stuff, that beat.
Yeah.
Like you would hear it, you know it if you heard it, but you don't know it's him. But I'm a big fan. So
Ace Trumpets, a couple weeks.
That's the new single, yeah. So I'm going to start with honorable mentions. Cameron, I'm a big Cameron fan. I like
the
his albums.
1970s Cameron Flow.
Purple Haze is one of my favorites. I like that album a lot. And Diplomat stuff. I just like Cameron. So maybe I mentioned Redman earlier, or just a minute ago. Redman. And then I'll just because I'm going to mention the non-drafted Wu members as my third honorable mention. GZA, ODB, Inspect the Deck, Raekwon, and U-God. But I tell you, obviously, Raekwon and GZA are probably the best two rappers in the group. Now, I would pick Method Man, RZA, and Ghostface probably above them all. Inspect the Deck isn't. His verse in Triumph is one of the best verses of all time. And everybody knows it too.
INS the Rebel.
It's sick. It's sick. It's sick. So, those are my honorable mentions. Catman.
Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
She was almost there, but just didn't have enough for overall. Jadakiss.
Yeah.
You know what Kiss be about.
Yeah, we
Locks?
Gonna make it. We gonna make it. Like,
you don't even have to count his solo albums. You can just count, you know, anything else.
I just want to do this for the fun of it. MC Hammer.
Why not?
Too legit to quit and like can't touch this. Like, please.
And Hammer went harder than anyone
Man,
ever thought he did.
Like, and you know what? I was even on the Pumps and the Bump stuff. Like, I
why not?
It's all good.
Pumps
like,
and the Bump.
Man, he's on the Street Fighter soundtrack with Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, straight to my feet. Like, let's come on now. Let's go.
Shine. Anything left?
I do like to give some love to none other than Busta Rhymes.
Busta, what it is right now. Busta.
I'm curious.
Busta Rhymes has some good stuff.
I enjoy the energy that Misdemeanor Elliott brings to her.
She's on my list.
But I felt like there was some sort of unknowns to me hate around her in this draft because I thought she would be drafted or
she's a hit maker. Like, I don't know if
Michelle,
I like.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
Like Rob, I'm going to have some fun with the third one. I'm going with Will Smith because he challenged everyone to
Summertime, dude.
One verse without a curse.
Summertime, Miami.
Oh my
getting
God.
Getting jiggy with it.
Parents just don't understand.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Bangers.
Wild Wild West.
Boom, boom. Shake, shake the room.
Shake up. Now you can mention all your late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Because, all right. Well, first off, just a couple more recent rappers. One, rest in peace, Mac Miller. I love Mac Miller. Didn't get enough cred from what I thought. His Tiny Desk concert is unreal. J. Cole. I think Cole is fantastic. It's a Cole world, real Cole world. But when we really get down to it, let's get down to some of the pioneers. You got to shout out Rakim, of Eric B. and Rakim. Just absolutely unbelievable. Scarface from the Ghetto Boys, giving you that Houston horror rap. I drafted that before. Getting back into like late 90s, early 2000s, Twib Kweli. Getting back to the 80s, KRS-One. Gotta love it. Unbelievable. MC Light, Chuck D, Slick Rick. I mean, these are just, you know, pioneers. And shout out Tretch of Naughty by Nature. Tretch just goes hard, man.
Bardo.
I don't know a lot of his music, but the songs I know, I like Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams and Nightmares.
I mean, I just like Bone Thug, so I'd pick Crazy Bone because he's so fast. Somehow Eric didn't pick Master P. He was the biggest No Limit Soldier of us
yeah,
all.
Yeah, he was.
He was on my list.
He was.
Yeah.
Ice Cream Man.
I wouldn't pick Master P. And I'm, you know, say what you want. Andy Samberg of Lily Island is a good rapper. I love him. He's the greatest fake rapper there is.
I know. They refer to him themselves as frappers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That was the rapper draft. No P.
Hang up the phone. Man, make him say,
Rob, I had Obi Trice on my list too. I like Obi Trice. Like, I love his albums, but just not enough. And then.
Real name, no gimmicks.
And then I, you know, I had Run the Jewels on there, but I can't pick the two of them, but Killer Mike and LP. You'll see. You'll see, Camion.
Oh, I listen to their stuff.
All right. That was the rapper's draft for five middle aged white guys. I think we did a good job. Obviously, we didn't cover the early, early stuff. Just that's our age bracket. Early 90s to.
It's no Travis Scott.
2010s. Yeah, we're not.
Bean.
Doing all that stuff. But before we wrap it up, I got my honor rolls for the week and some trivia. So, my honor rolls this week, my B honor roll, thanks to JCat this week. On Sunday, had a little pool party, and my B honor rolls this week were the very drinkable, very chuggable, what's now known as the water hazard beverage. This drink was delicious. It tasted like just straight juice. It was blue Gatorade, lemonade, Sprite, and some vodka. And it was quite refreshing and easily chuggable at a poolside barbecue, and very tasty, and it was a solid drink, and I would definitely order that multiple times, and I'm probably going to have those items just to have them all stock.
Yeah, it's my drink of the summer. I've already just it's unbelievable.
It's yeah.
What was by me again? Blue Gatorade, Sprite.
Cool blue Gatorade.
Yeah, cool blue Gatorade, Sprite, lemonade, and vodka. Yeah, I think lemonade. It was a splash of Sprite, JK. You don't probably.
Yeah, so you're gonna go. You're gonna go equal parts vodka, blue Gatorade, and lemonade, and a splash of Sprite. So essentially, what you're doing, guys, is you're taking cool blue Gatorade and turning it into alcoholic glacier freeze Gatorade. That's the taste profile. How it changed. It's phenomenal. I'm telling you.
There's a blue limeade vitamin water that's out right now. That Autumn randomly brought into the house. And I was like, what's this? Where'd this come from? She's like, oh yeah, I saw it in the store. I just grabbed it. I was like, had it the other day. It was delicious. It tastes, we may need to experiment, boys. Might come out there.
Okay. Well, I'll be on the lookout for it, writing that down now.
Am I a honor roll this week? Because I did stumble upon it in the past 2 weeks. We're drafting rappers. I kept saying it multiple times before we were recording, but Chappelle Show. The Tupac is still alive sketch, alive in 94. I wrote this song a long time ago, a real long time ago. So like, it's about how Tupac's still alive. And this was early 2000s. And all the references in the song are current references and things that are happening like that. Obviously you wouldn't know about if he was really dead. And then like, then it starts to spiral into like things that are happening in the club at the time.
And put it bumping the table.
Yeah. Then he sees a girl with this like brown stain on her back. For some reason, he says it's a pudding stain. But then the line, it could be doo-doo. We say that all. I mean, we'll never not say that line. So I already found the clip. It's already on the voting page. I wrote this song in 94. It's unbelievable.
Dave Chappelle with an Asian wife.
That ain't your wife. And he's like dancing real hard. And he stops like, man, come on. Like, man.
I thought he said. That's it. With an Asian wife.
That ain't your wife. And he's like,
He's like, I got it.
Because he does have an Asian wife, I think.
Wrote this song a long time ago.
That makes me laugh. I shared it.
Real long time ago.
I was telling somebody about it. It's funny, man. It's still funny. For George W. And it's like, not George W. Bush. It's like the mayor of like Oakland or something. So those are my two favorite things this week. Water hazards, Chappelle Show. I wrote a song in 90-0. Boys, before we wrap it up, let's get some trivia questions in here. Starting with Virto. Rappers, trivia.
Oh,
rappers?
All right. Born Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. Lil Wayne is considered one of the greatest rappers of all time. In 2012, with his 109th appearance on the Billboard Hot 100, he became the first male artist to surpass this music legend. Was it Michael Jackson? Was it Elton John, Phil Collins, or Elvis Presley?
He surpassed him for most songs on Billboard's.
He became the first male artist to surpass the music legend I mentioned with his 109th appearance on the Billboard Hot 100. Michael Jackson, Elton John, Phil Collins, Elvis Presley. Well, let's see. Two of you are right. Eric thought it was Elton John. That is incorrect. Rob thought it was Michael Jackson. That is incorrect. Johnny and Jason got it both correct. It was Elvis Presley.
You tell me he's on 110
Billboard
songs.
Well, then I looked up how many people are on currently now, and some of the names, I'm like, these people, like Drake's on there? I'm like, Drake has 100 top
100. Yeah,
probably. So, I'm not surprised at that.
I mean, Elvis recorded a ton of songs and did about just every gospel song in the history of the planet.
And they were people, on the Billboard and, top 100s?
And people ate that stuff up back
then. Yeah, it was like the 60s, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come like, on,
that was ass.
Almost like today.
Wrote a song in 94.
A real long time ago.
Yeah, it's there Elvis a real long time ago.
That ain't
it's the greatest song I ever wrote in 94.
Draft order, second pick, J-Cat, second question.
All right, here we go. So earlier tonight, two original members of the groundbreaking rap group NWA were drafted by fellow drafters. The question I have for you is, which one of these rappers was not part of the original lineup for NWA on their first Dirty O release album? A, Eazy-E. B, Arabian Prince. C, MC Ren. D, Ice Cube. E, Dr. Dre. F, DJ Yella.
19 choices.
Yeah, there were five original members. I gave you six options.
Oh, okay.
All of these guys were members of NWA at one point. But not terrible. I'm looking for the original lineup.
There's two I haven't heard of. So I'm going with one of those two. But
you guys haven't seen Straight Outta Compton?
I have.
I don't remember the names of.
All answers are in. Three of the four folks have it right. Bobby went with MC Ren, but the answer was Arabian Prince.
Dang. I started typing that too.
That's the only one I've ever not heard of. I heard of everybody else. MC Ren up in this.
To my knowledge, I think Arabian Prince replaced DJ Yella at some point in the lineup. But don't quote me on that.
He left NWA in late 1988, shortly before the release of their album, Straight Outta Compton.
Good business decision.
Good job, bud.
A good call.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I don't need these suckers.
Suck your MCs.
All right, Shine. I mean, Shine GPT. Sorry.
Nope. Get out of here with that. This is not that. So.
It's not that.
Female rappers have won a combined 14 Grammys. Which one of these female rappers did not win a Grammy? Is it Lauryn Hill, Nicki Minaj, Missy Elliott, or Cardi B? Yeah, see those faces?
Think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half y'all critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me.
Damn me.
This is tough.
You can just lie.
Because I can see all of them winning it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But one should not be winning it.
You guys teasing me about ChatGPT all the time. Now what?
Man.
I'll be salty if Lauryn Hill hasn't won one and the other three have.
It's like you can win one for like best rap duo, like song, a collab or something. Duo or like, group. The song. It's not for the album. You didn't say like best album, right, Shine?
I think Cardi B has one for Grammys. A best duo.
Cardi B.
Man, I can see them all winning.
All right. Let's see. Bobby says Cardi B.
I think she won like best new artist or something.
Jay Cat and Rob said Missy. And Eric was correct with Nicki Minaj.
With the peach emoji.
Wow.
No super bass for us.
I could feel like the other one.
I thought Cardi B won for WAP with Megan.
A Grammy, you think?
Maybe, yeah, they probably. Performed it there. They performed it.
I thought she won like Best New Artist or something. So I don't know.
And I was thinking that they probably like, you know, the rap genre has come a long way. So I thought maybe they would have skipped over Missy somehow, you know.
Yeah, that was my thought.
She's done so much. We haven't
Lauryn Hill has 8.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott 4. Cardi B 1. And then the other one was won by Dochi.
Yeah, she just won last year.
Dochi.
Dochi.
Doja Cat?
No, Dochi.
I don't know what that means.
Dochi.
What's Dochi?
Is that the anxiety rapper. Lady?
How do you spell it?
D-O-E-C-H-I.
D-H-I-I.
Oh. All right. I'm old. Never don't know what that is.
I watched the Grammys. That's the only reason I know.
I don't. Dochi, American.
She seems all right.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Florida.
Was Slow she riding? In It's So Cold in the D?
No. Crocodile Bites?
No.
Cold in the D?
Yeah, man. No question.
All right. What university do Redman and Method Man attend in the film How High?
Wow.
A, Princeton University. B, Harvard University. C, Brown University. Or D, Yale University.
Wow.
That they all could be right. That's why I'm like.
Yeah, they're tough. I wanted to go like an off-kilter question, so.
Well, where do you see mine? Where do you hear mine?
How High remix is a banger too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby was the only one that was correct. Harvard University.
Let's go.
Got 3 Browns.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go hang out with Jonathan Moxon.
Jaylen Brown animated gif. He's like,
yeah.
But you didn't finish my whole answer, Rob. I did send a gif of Reese Witherspoon saying, I don't need backups. I'm going to Harvard.
Oh, true. And then Sean sent a brownie gif as well.
I feel like all of these were pretty hard. Mine's going to be obviously a straight guess because there's no way you would know the answer to this. But I thought it was a fun one. So, it is a widely known fact that my third round draft pick, Childish Gambino, got his name from a Wu-Tang name generator. He put in his real name and it spits out a Wu-Tang name for you. Which of these are not one of the names generated for one of you guys? So I put in your first, middle, and last name, all of you. That's why I texted Shine, what's your middle name? Because I knew everybody else's. So, which of these, I typed in all 4 of your names, and I did mine, Bo's, and Dilts, but I'll tell you those at the end. So, which of these were not one of your Wu-Tang-generated names? Was it A, Dynamic Soldier, B, Rough Contender, C, Crazy Wanderer, or D, Wacko Artist? I'll read this again because it's probably like, what did I just say? But Dynamic Soldier, Rough Contender, Crazy Wanderer, Wacko Artist. I would love it if you all picked your own name.
For the record, I've done this before.
I think it changes though.
No, I know, but I got the 2 names I got was Irate Wizard and Pasty Artist.
Hold on.
Wow.
By the way, when I typed in my name, Irate Wizard came up.
Really? Yes. That's all I was like, man, what if it's one of those two?
Yeah, that
I was cracking up. I'm sure that, obviously, there's probably just like a certain amount of them.
All right. So I got all the answers in. Rob, your name when put in was Dynamic Swami. It was not Dynamic Soldier. So, Shine, you are correct. Shine, your name was Rough Contender. It's R-U-F-F, by the way.
Nice.
Rough Contender.
I almost sent it like that.
They all spelled it like correctly. I just started laughing. I didn't want to tell you the spelling because I thought it was funny. J-Cat, you were Wacko Artist, the name that you selected. Wow. And Birdo, you were Crazy Wanderer.
Was it W-A-C-C-O? Like Wacko?
No, C-K-O.
Oh.
What was my name again?
Rough Contender. Jason John Blanchine. Mine was Irate Wizard. Bose was Wacko Overlord. And Dilts was Expert Menace, spelled X-P-E-R-T. There was no E at the beginning. Expert Menace. But Rob, it's funny that you say the Irate Wizard because I've definitely seen that before, and it's the same old, like, early 2000s, like,
yeah, oh,
meme
for sure.
generator. Like, it's like almost like a GeoCities website or something. It's bizarre. So, yeah, those were our Wu-Tang names, by the way. So, the Soldier or the Dynamic Swami, that's what you were, Rob. I was like, what? That was trivia. Great choices all around. Shine, 3 out of 5, or 3 out of 4, technically. Nice. I
Thank
had
you.
two.
Thank you.
Rob had one. Birdo had one. J-Cat had one. That was a Rappers episode. Closing thoughts on the episode. Catman.
No, it's always fun to talk hip hop. I know our list is going to skew older, which means it's good music because I can't listen to that new crap. I mean, I might get real boomer on you.
Man yells at clouds.
But maybe if you find something new, go hit up Apple Music or Spotify and listen to some real hip hop, some real hippity hop.
Hip it to the hop, and you just
David
don't
Moore's,
stop.
You know, Yellowstone freestyle.
Shine.
So everyone knows I know nothing about music, but when it comes to rap, I feel like I know at least next to nothing about music. So it's good.
J-Cat.
Fun draft. I was flirting with the idea of really, really going old school stuff. I shouted out some of those really influential artists at the end of the draft. They're who kind of turned me on to hip hop rap music in that world. I like my team. I think my team is pretty stacked, but I think everybody's team is stacked. It's all going to come down to that. What one, you know, artist resonates with who you're going to vote for type things. It always does. But it was a good draft. Love hip hop music. Love the memories that are associated with it. We'll see how it fares, but it was a lot of fun for sure.
Fun draft. That's all I know. Like they all are. Birdo.
My music of my rap music came from Eric. He would go out and buy CDs and play them in the car. And he had a car way before me because he's older than me. So everything I listened to came from him. He went through a No Limit phase, which I really did not understand. He loved No Limit, Silk the Shocker. He had to get Master
C
P,
Murder.
C Murder. So, but
he's in jail.
Rob said I love talking like hip hop. Like, there are so many songs and albums from these people. Like, we could just keep talking and talking and talking about different, like Jay-Z, Eminem. Like, these guys have so many albums. I never really listened to a lot of Lil Wayne. I just know kind of his hits. But Kanye, like, just so many songs that just make me think of that time of our lives. And I'm not sure how the voting will go. I have a lot of the people I sent it to, I have a feeling are going to say, I don't know any of these people. So I don't know what to do about that. But, the verse I will drop with this episode is Psalm 95, 1 and 2.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
He made big dude sexy.
Mm-hmm.